Snakes in the mind. What lies are you believing? Snakes in the mind. According to a dictionary definition of snakes, they are limbless reptiles that have a long body and salivary glands, often capable of producing venom, which is injected through fangs. 2. A mean or treacherous person. I call the lies in my mind snakes. They make me a mean and treacherous person, full of control and fear, and they certainly inject venom. These thought snakes or lies have developed over many years. Some are huge. Some have even shedded their skin to expand their territory, whilst other snakes have hatched and have been growing slowly, unnoticed. My mind snakes began growing in childhood when unhealthy words spoken over me became my reality. They crept around in my mind, each one with its own set of self-defeating behaviours. Trauma made a route through my mind that filled itself with many lies as fear became my closest friend or deceiver. The lies that can form in our minds from a traumatic past often take root very quickly and expand. I've found this to be true in my own life, especially in childhood, when children don't know how to challenge lies with truth. Confusion often keeps those lies embedded. The truth in childhood becomes whatever people you love tell you, but they're not always right. Praying one day, God brought to mind a few lies that I was holding on to. Was I worthless and without hope? Was I really stupid? Was I a fat cow? There are many more that came to mind. God very quickly started to reveal lies one by one. Some of them really hurt. I wonder, what are the lies that you have believed about yourself and others? I found an effective way to test my thoughts and to bring them into line with truth is in the scripture. Corinthians 10 verse 5 says, "We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive." I love this scripture as I find myself asking God, "Do you call me a fat cow? Do you say I'm ugly and stupid? Am I worthless, God? Do you say that I'm alone? Do you say that I am shame? Do you say I will be always stuck?" No. Those thoughts can be taken captive straight away. God says I am precious. He says he will never leave me or forsake me. God is clear in saying who I am. And I'm actually starting to believe him. The hole. I needed the hole inside me that had been filled with junk and lies to be filled with Jesus. And then the lies could be removed slowly and replaced over time. What I mean by that is that when God revealed Jesus to my heart and mind, I started to believe that he is the only way to navigate life in all its pains and joys. I had been bound for years and needed the revelation that Jesus loved me as he loves you. He loves us so much and wants to know us forever that he died so we could live free from lies eternally. This was only something that God could reveal. My heart was so hard that it had to be broken down and softened to receive love. Before Jesus, I couldn't receive love because I had a heart of stone. Some people I've met growing up used to say that Jesus is the answer to your problems. And I'd think, as if. I was brought up Catholic in the 70s and early 80s and heard the message that God punishes. I wasn't keen on being punished, although I did punish myself in many ways. I had never heard anyone tell me that God loved me until I was in my 40s having a breakdown because the lies had taken over my mind. I had to break to receive. I have seen, heard, and experienced too many things since God softened my heart that I'm unable to deny any longer that I'm loved by God. My mind snakes are being renewed daily as I pick up my cross and follow His truth, not my own or other people's. God is real and He can be trusted. Jesus is the Son of God who loves us so deeply that He wants to soften your heart too, if you let Him. Imagine, the King of the universe wants to love you and teach you how to have a healthy relationship. I urge you to ask God what your mind snakes are and get around some trustworthy people that know Jesus so that you can continue or begin a journey on the narrow path to living free eternally. Some of my snakes are stingy, but Jesus is with me in the stingy bites. Deuteronomy chapter 31 says, "The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave or forsake you." I used to argue with the scripture and think it can't be true because I feel all alone most of the time. And also, God has allowed death in my family. I've come to realize that there is a battle in mine and everyone's mind. Just as my heart was hardening with hatred whilst pondering this scripture, God showed me pictures in my mind of Him with me through all the trauma, through all the loss and rejection that I'd experienced as a young girl. I just didn't know He was there. I even argued with God that if Jesus was with me, then why didn't He show me? I felt God answer. I felt Him say, "I did show you, Sarah, but you couldn't see me." The lies and the blame had already started to grow. I do believe that God is always on time, even when I don't like His timing. God did break into my mind when I asked Him, and He sent some weapons to fight that battle. He sent beautiful people around me to tell me about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. He showed me how to take captive the mind snakes and replace them with truth. He shows me when my thinking is faulty and when I need to be honest with others about my thoughts and feelings. This has brought life-changing healing for me. I believe we can choose God's navigation for our lives, or we can choose somebody else's. One is life and the other one is death for me. I know what my choice is. God bless, Sarah.